Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am on Kenneth Westcott, WESCOAT. Kenneth Westcott is a 52-year-old male who reports he was injured at work doing repetitive activities over the years. Apparently this involved loading heavy metal into a dumpster. Apparently he's unsure if the onset was 8-9-21 or 12-4-21. Apparently, as a result, he believes his left arm has a pinched nerve and both wrists had carpal tunnel. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He was diagnosed with a pinched nerve and carpal tunnel syndrome, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Apparently, he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, his primary care physician's name is Dr. Carr, C-A-R-R. Apparently, in a paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleges as of 8/9/21, he was lifting and throwing away hospital beds and other metal, resulting in injuries to his neck, right shoulder, back, and left hip. Apparently, this was not an occupational disease. Apparently, however, he did file another claim that was occupational in nature from 6/30/03 to 12/4/21. Apparently, he alleged repetitive movement caused permanent injury to the left arm and both hands. Apparently, new paragraph, as per the medical records provided, he was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 8/10/21. Apparently, he stated he was injured the previous day while loading heavy metal into a dumpster. Apparently, he complained of pain in the low back going down the right side and left leg to the foot, with pins and needles on the left foot and sharp shooting pain. Apparently, he had a history of anxiety disorder and elevated cholesterol. Apparently, he also had a history of bulging discs in the low back and pain and weakness going down his left leg. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain and was prescribed medicine and physical therapy. He followed up through 8/19/21 and was maintained on restricted duty. He was referred to orthopedics. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 8/17/21 to be inserted. And underlying this, it should again be noted that he did have a documented history of bulging discs. New paragraph, he was seen orthopedically on 8/26/21 by Dr. Albert, A-L-B-E-R. He diagnosed resolving lumbar sprain as well as cervical and thoracic sprain. He recommended MRI of the neck and upper thoracic spine and continuation of therapy. MRI was done on 9/17/21 involving lumbar spine to be inserted. A thoracic spine MRI was done on 10/19/21 to be inserted. He followed up with Dr. Albert and his colleagues. New paragraph, neurosurgical consultation was performed by Dr. De La Soda on 10/25/21. He reviewed the history and diagnostic studies as well as performed a clinical exam. He rendered diagnosis of cervicalgia, thoracalgia, and lumbar radiculopathy. There is a syrinx in the cervical spine at C6-7 and syringohydromyelia in the mid-thoracic cord that were incidental findings and not related to the work injury of 8/9/21. Pretty recommended repeat MRI studies in 1 year through his personal health insurance and not related to workers' compensation. He concluded there were no surgical findings in the diagnostic studies and his physical exam was unremarkable. He recommended for the petitioner to return to work. He followed up with Dr. Albert on 11-1-21. Still with neck pain, posterior occipital headaches. Period. He was last seen at this clinic on 11-11, at this orthopedic practice on 11-11-21. Period. He was then referred for pain management. Period. The paragraph, he did see spine surgeon Dr. Cataldo, C-A-T-A-L-D-O, on 1-12-22. Period. In addition to the subject event, the petitioner admitted to a prior lower back injury about 30 years ago. Pretty thinks it was a lifting injury while working on a farm. Pretty had an MRI and physical therapy, but cannot recall specifics. Pretty, his low back had bothered him on and off since that time, but he was able to work and function despite his pain. Pretty never missed work due to his back pain prior to the injury of 8-9-21. Pretty denies any prior injuries to his neck. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Cataldo opined that his diagnoses were cervicalgia, low back pain, and thoracic pain. Period. He had also participated in physical therapy in the interim. Period. He did not recommend any additional treatment with respect to the cervical, thoracic, or lumbar spine and the work injury of 8-9-21. Period. He should follow up with neurosurgery through his regular health insurance for the syrinx, which is not related to the workers' compensation injury. Pretty was cleared to work full duty and was deemed at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder. Was to 130 degrees of abduction and 150 degrees of flexion. With crepitus, paired motion of the right shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or interlocking. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Let's go back to upper extremities. Manual muscle test was 5-5, she resisted right hand grasp, but was 5/5 otherwise. Pretty full range of motion of the right wrist without crepitus, but tenderness was elicited during flexion and extension. Pretty there was swelling of the rest of the right long finger PIP joint and the index finger PIP joint. Period. There was also swelling of the left index and long fingers at the PIP joints. Period. He was tender at the swollen joints. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows. He had positive Finkelstein's maneuvers bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities lower, normal. Spine, cervical. Active extension was minimally limited to 50 degrees, but was otherwise full without discomfort. Period. He had tenderness of the paravertebral musculature bilaterally with some spasm on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic. He was tender in the midline throughout the length of the thoracic spine. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. He was tender in the midline throughout the lumbar spine. Period was also tender transversely about the waist. Period. He had tenderness at the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and on the left at 70 degrees elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Please go back to upper extremities. The right long finger was 1/4 inch off the palm with composite flexion. Period. The other fingers required him to strain to make a fist, more so on the right than the left. Period. PIP flexion at the index finger on the right was 80 degrees and on the left 85 degrees. Period. Long finger PIP flexion on the right was 75 degrees and on the left 80 degrees. Impressions. Kenneth Westcott has alleged both acute and occupational injuries. Period. He had a documented history of bulging discs in his spine before either of these events. Period. However, he currently did not convey such information. Period. He did admit to being diagnosed with bulging discs in the cervical spine and 2 herniated discs in the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Period. I believe he is alluding to these subject events. Period. He also carries a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis that clearly has an impact on his musculoskeletal symptoms. Period. He underwent several MRI studies of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Period. Both Dr. Della Soda and Dr. Cataldo opined the syrinx that was detected was incidental and unrelated to the work injury. Period. He has not undergone any injections or surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the hands and arms, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability. Period. He likely has a minimal amount of disability throughout the spine attributable to incidental findings that are age-related. Period. In terms of the upper extremities, he does have rheumatoid arthritis, which explains the swelling and decreased range of motion in several fingers. Period. And in terms of the left hip, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. And that is the end.